Shavu Tov, everyone. It's a great pleasure to welcome you all on this beautiful evening. You know, we were originally scheduled to hold this kumzitz about four weeks ago. But we ran into a little bit of inclement weather called a record-making blizzard here in the city. So tonight we are here under more favorable conditions. Hashem, we got a packed house. We're delighted to be back at the home of Rivka and David Heisler. Rivka and David Heisler. We got back there. We didn't want to take a bow. Okay. Rivka and David Heisler have, for a number of years now, graciously opened up their home enthusiastically. When I talked to them a couple of months before the weather turns cold, they're very eager to warm up their home and all of us with a very beautiful kumzitz right here. So we're delighted to be back again. Our being here, we hope, will serve as a great wellspring of bracha for your entire family. God willing, you will notice that we have, to my left, a young man in a position to video tonight's evening. I'd like to first of all welcome Ben Sion Chelodnitsky, who came out here from Rockaway, Bayswater area, and it's a great pleasure to have you. My wife and I sometimes spend Shabbos in Ben Sion's neighborhood, so we've got to meet him before, but we're really grateful to you for coming up. I want you to know there's a history behind tonight's evening that accounts for why we are having a videographer. Going back, about 18, 20 years, there's a very close friend of mine whose name is Rabbi Avram Powers. He lives in Philadelphia. And he made a suggestion to me. He's a kind of a guy who's like, he's all fired up. He's a big believer in Ruach, in getting people, you know, to feel the excitement of Jewish music, the inspiration. So he suggested it would be a great idea if we would have a cafe night. And he even volunteered to come up and run the cafe night. And I thought it was a great idea. So we rented this very beautiful hall in the Montessori School in Mamaroneck. We rented these cafe tables, round little cafe tables, and we had a whole big bash. We had great guys performing, and it was a very successful evening. And he was just the star of the show. So this made such an impression, it made such a hit, that I decided that we're gonna try to have a kumzitz every year. So the fact that we have a kumzitz every year is due to the suggestion of Rabbi Avram Powers. That is, there's more to the story. At the present time, Rabbi Avram Powers is very, very seriously ill with stage 4 of a very terrible disease. And, I told him, we're planning our kumzitz, and he said, I got a great idea. He said, why don't you have the kumzitz video? For what reason? He's so big, he's so excited about this idea of people doing what we're doing, that he would like to have a video sent to many different Jewish organizations so that they could see what we're doing here. And, the idea is to try to interest them in also having a kumzitz and duplicating our efforts. So that's why we have a videographer here. And I would also tell you that Rabbi Powers himself, who I've been talking to regularly about our event, he told me about a month ago that if he's feeling well enough, He wants to come himself, as weak as he is. But he got back to me and he told me that unfortunately he's just too weak and taking that trip would be too much for him. So he's definitely with us in spirit. As a matter of fact, I called after Shabbos. I called him. I got to speak to his Rebbetzin. He was, he wasn't able to speak at the time, but I wanted to give him a bracha, and I wanted him to know that all of us tonight are going to try to have in our mind during the beautiful evening that we will share, that we hope and we pray that this entire evening will be an enormous zechus for Rabbi Powers, Avraham Yisrael ben Rachel. He should have a refuah shleima. So hopefully he's actually going to have an opportunity to view the video and see all of you. So this is a very, very important aspect of our being together this evening. Refuah shleima for Avraham Yisrael ben Rachel. At this time, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you our crew. First of all, we have Rabbi Moshe Teichman, who is with us tonight. He's the individual. He's been organizing our kumzitz for the last number of years, and I'll tell you the truth. He is such an inspiration that I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be nice if Rabbi Teichman could inspire us not just once a year when we have a kumzitz, but I thought it would be a great idea if Rabbi Teichman could inspire us year round. So 3 days ago, I came to an agreement with Rabbi Teichman. He's going to be working for Jeb of Westchester. He's joining me part-time, and he's a real pioneer. Rabbi, are you going to be taking a guitar wherever you go to meet people? Just checking.
Maybe.
So, but I know Rabbi Teichman very well, and I'm all pumped up about the fact that he's going to be working with me and hopefully getting to know all of you. Rabbi Teichman, give you a chance to say a couple of words. Everybody can, tell us, remind us who you are, where you're from, and Rabbi Teichman, take it away.
Okay, Rabbi Moshe Teichman. So thank you, Rabbi, for your kind words, and I am looking forward to working with the Rabbi. He's been a tremendous inspiration to me and a mentor to me over these past couple of years. I started doing this kumzitz around 6 years ago, I think. So it's my sixth year doing this, and most of the years, this is my crew. And you want to introduce yourself? Yeah.
Tova Simcha Berkal. I completely lost count of how many years I've done this kumzitz, so it's been more than that. Multiple leaders of the kumzitz, but the common denominator is it's always a phenomenal evening that I'm happy to be part of and proud to be part of. It's tremendous inspiration for myself and now bring my whole family. You'll hear from them informally through the night. And happy to be here.
I'm Yaakov Reis. I am a Manhattan actor exiled to Brooklyn, and this is probably also my sixth year here. Love it every year, look forward to it every year, and I would not have been able to make it if it actually happened the first time it was scheduled, so I'm very happy that it was rescheduled, and thanks for having us again.
My name is Natan Lindell. I've come at least 6 times. I don't know. I think I'm maybe out of order. Maybe missed a year here and there. But as Yaakov said, I also wouldn't have made it the originally scheduled time. So I'm also very happy. And Baruch Hashem, I've gained a lot from coming these evenings and a lot from my Zaychik in general over the years that I had a relationship with him. And I hope you all are as excited and would be as inspired as I am.
Talking to Rabbi Zaychik about, I guess, 8 weeks ago, 2 months ago, and we're talking about the kumzitz. So this year we're going to do something a little different. Usually we don't have a theme, we just sing songs and we try to inspire with stories. this year, a little bit of a theme. Everyone knows, unfortunately, the situation in Israel and Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knows everything that's going on and around the world, in France and Europe. And we were thinking that maybe tonight should be not just a kumzitz to inspire us to get closer to Hashem, but also maybe a kumzitz to inspire us to get closer to each other and closer to Klal Yisrael in general. And hopefully we'll go from here growing in the right direction. As usual, we usually start off with the song, since it's Moshe Shabbos, it's right after Shabbos. Mashiach can't come on Shabbos, but it can come now. So we're praying and hoping with the song about Eliyahu Navi, they should come and bring Mashiach as soon as possible. Hopefully, if he comes right now during the Kumbh, that would be wonderful. Spoke to the driver and she didn't know what she was thinking either, but she made a complete stop. And I remember like sort of realizing, and Nato was in the car with me, and I pressed on the brakes, but it was slippery, and we skid into the back of the car. Baruch Hashem, everyone was okay. But I remember thinking, and looking back at that day many times, okay, this is it. It's been good. I'm constantly saying to Hillam, and I said to myself, this is what God wants. It's okay. Not such a holy person. I think we have those moments of clarity where we realize, okay, this is what Hashem wants. It will be okay. And Baruch Hashem, everyone was okay. I was a little traumatized. Didn't get back in the car for like 3 months after that.
Wow.
But thank God, everything was okay. My father wasn't so happy with his car being totaled. But that should be the worst thing that ever happens. Next song is a song called Gam Ki Eilech Begeitz HaMoves. As I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear, because I know that Hashem is with me. The words are written by David HaMelech. A very appropriate song at these times, as we're going through, we're hearing all these stories, but we shouldn't have fear. At the end of the day, we know who's running the show.
Right. Yeah.
and
says, "Mishkachet Yerushalayim tishkach yimini." If I forget Yerushalayim, I'll forget my right hand. He waits to see the true perfection. Yerushalayim will be rebuilt with the Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll have true happiness. About he will
inspired me a couple years ago during Operation Protective Edge, when there were missiles being fired at Israel, and the Iron Dome, it was called, the protective missile system that America helped develop for Israel, and they were shooting down all these missiles that were being shot into Israel left and right. And Baruch Hashem, none of them hit any people. One of them blew up in the field, but none of them really hit. No one was really hurt. But there's one story I heard after the fact, after it was all over, that inspired me and keeps on inspiring me. There's one soldier who wasn't religious, and he was manning the board. He was manning the Iron Dome. That was his job, to shoot the missiles. And there were two missiles being shot at into Israel, aimed at big Tel Aviv buildings. Big buildings in Tel Aviv. And he fired the system. He fired the... It never failed. It missed. These two missiles were heading directly on course to hit into Tel Aviv, potentially killing thousands of people. And he tells over the story. He was sitting there. He just doesn't know what to do. He remembered his youth, and he started praying to God. Miraculously, the missiles went off course, flew into the sea. Miraculously, completely, they were on course to hit the buildings. He said, "If there is no God, if there must be a..." From then he started becoming religious. He said that there must be a God. Obviously, we know that, but he saw it firsthand. And there's a song I want to sing, Shomer Hafki Le'ircha, that there's watchers, there's protection watching the city. And then we will go into another song that talks about bringing peace there. It's just, well, please, Akubis, this is not just us playing, we need everyone to help us out. If you know the song, please sing, or you can just use your hands and clap. Please join us.
Oh,
Auntie's a great bunch of guys. These guys have been coming for a good number of years. Exceptionally talented. They have a wide repertoire of songs. I'm sure there are many, many songs that they know how to sing that I have no idea how to sing. You're lucky. In any event, there's one song that I happen to know. They have no idea how to sing this song. And I tell you the truth, I would offer to teach you this song, but I don't know the song either. So what song could I possibly be referring to? They don't know the song. I don't know the song. I don't think anybody here knows the song. So every morning in davening, we say the words, Shiru lo shir chadash. We say that we should sing a brand new song to Hashem. Now, when is this song? When we need some cheap music on this. When is this song happening? When are we going to hear this song? So this song, this is from Tehillim, from Psalms. This song will be sung after the arrival of Mashiach. After the Gula Shleima, the final redemption of our people, there's going to be a brand new song. So the Radak, one of the very famous early commentaries that we have, discusses why do we need to have a new song. We got some beautiful songs right now. We have many songs that are expressions of gratitude to Hashem for his many miracles. We have Purim coming up. We're going to hear some beautiful Purim songs. We got Pesach coming up. We got all sorts of wonderful occasions to express our gratitude to Hashem for the many miracles that he has performed for our people. So what's the deal with a new song? So the Radak says something very insightful. He says that when Mashiach arrives and our people, after so many centuries of pain and being spread out through exile, when that happens, we're going to see miracles that will dwarf all of the miracles that have occurred throughout Jewish history, including even the greatest miracles, including even the time of the Exodus with the splitting of the sea, as powerful as a miracle as that was, we're going to see even greater miracles. And because we're going to see even greater miracles, the Radak says, we're going to need a new song. Because all the songs we know now, they're spectacular songs, and they're adequate songs to express our gratitude to Hashem, but they won't be up to the, they're not going to be up to par. For the miracles that we're waiting for, that we're davening for, we're going to need a new song. And that's what David HaMelech had in mind when he said, Shir lo shir chadash, sing a new song to Hashem. We're looking forward to that time. Hope you guys will be available, okay? With Hashem's help. So I'd like to mention one very important idea that is pinpointed in terms of what's going to enable us to sing this new song. You know, we're talking about Mashiach coming, the final redemption, and end to the pain and suffering of our people. What do we need for that to happen? So I'm going to tell you what a very great man, one of our great sages who wrote a commentary on the Siddur, had to say on the subject. He said, we have a precedent that we can learn from. We know that there was a particular merit that made it possible for our ancestors to be redeemed from the Exodus, to leave Egypt, to be redeemed from slavery. And what was that merit? That was the merit of our Emunah, the belief in Hashem of the Jewish people, despite the fact that they were slaves. They were slaves, they were beaten for 210 years. And you know, when somebody goes through hardship, when someone is going through pain and suffering, that's a test to a person's emunah, to a person's belief in Hashem, and he's trusting Hashem. The Jewish people, says the Eitz Yosef, we know that it was in the merit of the fact that they held on tight. They kept their emunah in Hashem despite the pain. That's how they got out. And listen to this. The Eitz Yosef says, that same zechus, that same merit, is going to be the merit of our emunah, of our really solid belief in Hashem, from a heartfelt belief in Hashem, despite the fact that we'll be in Golis. And we're going to have, we experience pain in Golis. There's a lot of problems over here. We're spread out. We're right now in great danger. As we all know, a lot of people, a lot of nations, a lot of empires have tried to wipe us out. That seems to be in vogue, very fashionable. In the Zchus, says the Eitz Yosef, of our emunah, that's what's going to make it possible for us to get there. Those people who suffer and keep their emunah, their belief in Hashem intact, those are the heroes, those are the people who can get a purple heart. I want you to know we have a tradition. You know, it's a good idea to get a bracha from somebody who can, you know, if you get a bracha from the right person, it can make a very big difference in your life. I just spoke to somebody a few days ago who told me they need a bracha. I want you to know something. We have a tradition that if you want to get a really wonderful bracha, you should find someone with a number on their arm. You should find someone with a number on their arm who believes in Hashem, who went through the nightmare of the Holocaust, and they came out with their emunah, with their belief in Hashem intact. That's the one we should get a bracha from. I want you to know that during this past summer, I had occasion to be in a small little synagogue with a very diverse group of Jews who were there. And I got to meet one individual who happened to be a chassid. And we were talking, and he told me about a train ride that he was once taking. The train was bound for Auschwitz. And he told me, you know, anybody who went on a train bound for Auschwitz, very few people live to tell the tale. But he did. And he explained to me what happened. He told you, you may have heard of a very, very great tzaddik who used to live in Mount Kisco. After the war, a man named Rav Weissmandel. The Nazis murdered his wife, and the Nazis murdered all of his children. And you know what he did? He went back to Europe, and he did anything and everything that he could to save as many Jews as possible. A great personal risk. And believe it or not, this is a guy, the guy was on the train, he told me the story. This Rav Weissmandel, this is something we know, the historical fact. He met with Adolf Eichmann, one-on-one. And Adolf Eichmann told him that if he could come up with $2 million, he would be agreed not to exterminate Hungarian Jews. And he used his influence to speak to as many Jews as he could, including Jews here in America. And I'm sorry to report to you, he was not successful. Adolf Eichmann told him, if you give me a down payment of $50,000, I will release two trains that are now bound for Auschwitz. The fellow that I was talking to was on one of those two trains. And he came and he approached two individuals. Each one gave him $25,000, and the two trains were turned back. And this man did not die. And you know what I did when he told me the story? I said, I have to ask you, could you please give me a bracha? Please give me a bracha. And he gave me a very beautiful bracha. And you know what he said to me? He said, you want a really good bracha? And he pointed to a fellow sitting two rows behind us. He said, that fellow, he went through many concentration camps. He suffered the worst. Go to him, ask him for a bracha. So I picked myself up, I walked over, I sat down next to the guy, a chassid also. I said, excuse me, I wonder if I could ask you a favor. Could you please give me a bracha? So the man looked at me and he said, no, I'm sorry, I can't give you a bracha. I said, why can't you give me a bracha? He says, I'm just a little guy. He was about 95 years old. He said, I don't give brachas. I'm just a small person. I said, but I really need you to give, I need you to give me a bracha. He wouldn't give me a bracha. So I decided I had to have I had to get a bracha from this guy. I just had to get a bracha. So you know what I did? I walked over like I'm doing right now, and I picked up a sitter. And I opened up the sitter, and I read the following two lines to him, which I will translate. This is part of the Tachanun that we say on Monday and Thursday. Habet Mishumayinu Ra'ei. We turn to Hashem and we say, look down from the heavens and see. Ki hoyinu lagvo kevus by Goyim, because we were a mockery, we were being scorned by the Gentile nations among the, by the Goyim. Nechshavnu kitzon. We're considered like sheep. La tevach yuvol. We're just brought to slaughter. There was actually a town in Germany which had a slaughterhouse. And one evening, the Nazis, they marched everybody from the town to the slaughterhouse. I'll leave it at that. We're brought for slaughter. Laro, to die, to be killed. La abe, to be destroyed. Or la maka, to be beaten. Or la chepa, to be disgraced. Uvechol zos, we say, we talk to Hashem, we do this every Monday and Thursday. We talk to Hashem and we say, Hashem, uvechol zos, shibcha lo shechachnu. Nevertheless, Hashem, I have not forgotten your name, nor al tishkochenu. Please don't forget us. We haven't forgotten you, Hashem. We have our emunah, despite everything. Please don't forget us. And then I looked at this fellow, and I said, please give me a bracha. And he gave me a bracha. What can I tell you? These are the tzaddikim who will bring Mashiach. And we have to realize that if we add our personal emunah, if we strengthen our relationship with Hashem, and we get really, really close to Hashem, and we dig deep into our heart, and build up a very real level of emunah in Hashem. That combination, Be'ezras Hashem, with Hashem's help, can bring the Geula very, very rapidly with the help of Hashem. We're going to now have an opportunity, you know, the words that I shared with this chassid, we're going to have an opportunity to hear a very, very, very beautiful rendition of these words. I'm
Basically banding together, the old people of Israel. You know, my Rebbe told me when I was younger that I didn't believe him. And I'm still not sure if I do, because it's scary. But he told me that when a Jew in Israel or America does something, anything good, it affects all Jews all around. It's like connected. You know, we're all connected from the same pipeline. And so that's something to... think about, you know, when we do something good, it affects everyone, not just ourselves. What? Like one man with one heart. And thank God, you see around the world that heart is beating very well, very hard, and very strongly.
Bye.
What since the theme today has been obviously returning to Yerushalayim and end off Yerushalayim theme song, Yibana Hamikdash, to rebuild the Mikdash, to rebuild the third base Hamikdash, to rebuild it not just with stones, but rebuild it with our tears and our prayers and all our mitzvahs. My son comes home from school, he says, every time I do a mitzvah, I build a brick on the base of Hamikdash. He's 4 years old, so, you know, thank God it goes to a good place. It teaches him that. But it's true. Every time we get close to Hashem, it brings it closer to us. And one day, we'll be singing and we'll be dancing in the streets of Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Brooks, since it is almost work.
So it's for you.
Our next upcoming event, March 15th. Be there, we got a great speaker. And drive safely. Great having you in the beautiful Simcha. And we'll see you in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.